You are listening to Rated F for Fabulous.
Hey guys.
We're not gonna do our normal greetings. We've already started this podcast like four times over, so
yes, you should already know who we are, our voices. I sound like this.
And I sound like this.
Ta-da!
And happy 10 podcast episodes to us.
This makes number 10.
The ace.
Yes, I was counting.
I had to count. This is why we're friends, because we both just had to count in Spanish on our fingers to 10 to figure out the right one.
Diaz, it is?
Nueve diez.
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 Motherfucker.
10. A motherfucking 10.
We got to 10.
Yep, we are. It's our 10th podcast. I feel like we should have a song. 10th year anniversary song for our podcast.
Start spreading the news.
I don't know that song.
It's Frank Sinatra, girl. Oh my God.
Sorry. So, we don't really have anything.
We've actually had lots of things happen. We just don't know where to start. We'll start. We took a mini road trip. We went to South Carolina.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yep.
We, stop saying yep to everything before I smack you.
All right.
My dad lives up there. Of all the times that I have gone, I've never really experienced the nightlife because usually I, take my kids stay up there with my dad, and then I go on to my friends in North Carolina. This time we stayed for a whole weekend and Katie went with, and we decided to try out the nightlife. Just for the record, if you're ever in Union, South Carolina, the nightlife involves one bar and one bar only.
And it's a bunch of assholes.
And its name is Shady's. Mm-hmm. You will fit in great there because we're the prettiest things they've seen, and that's saying a lot. Not that I think we're ugly, but
the men there are creepy.
Yes. So, my dad's girlfriend says, well, as soon as y'all talk, they're going to know you're not from there. No, they knew we were not from there the minute we walked in the door.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell some story, Katie, like, you know, following the bartender in the bathroom.
Oh, so we needed drinks, and the bartender was actually a really shitty bartender. So I decided to follow her into the bathroom.
Stalk her.
And she was in the stall, and I didn't have to go pee or poo. So I waited for her to come out, and I was just, like, looking in the mirror, like, acting like I was fixing my hair or whatever. So then when she came out, I started talking to her about drinks and how we're not from here and blah, blah, blah. She agreed to make us a shot, SoCo and Lime. Well, when we first got to the bar, it's a dry county, so they close at midnight. We did not know that until whatever. So when we first get there, I tell Amanda that we have $70 and there's no way that we're going to drink more than $70 worth of alcohol in 2 hours.
We've never done that before either.
In 2 hours.
Okay, we never did in 2 hours.
2 hours. I mean, and there was hardly anybody there. Like, it was
started, like,
off.
Katie and I on one side of the bar, two other guys on another side. It was like a big rectangle. A few people on the opposite, and then it initially started with two guys.
It just started off really slow. Yeah. Like, seriously, sitting there was no way. I was like, fuck, we're not going to drink $70 worth of alcohol. Well, 2 hours later, I don't remember shit, and the bartender said our tab was like $85. So, I don't remember leaving the bar. I apparently went to McDonald's. I don't remember none of that. So
that's Katie's version. My version, first of all, I do have to throw a shout out to the guys on the right side of the bar because they thought I was in my 20s, so I am happy for that. But then we made a new friend because he's even our Facebook friend now. I don't even know how that happened, really.
I don't even remember.
There's bits and pieces of the night that we don't remember. And we thought maybe our new friend drugged us until I believe as soon as Katie opened her eyeballs, she started accusing our new black friend of having drugged us.
Not because he's black,
but because he sat to the right of her and gave her a beer.
Yes, gave me a beer.
So I feel fine, actually, the next morning. It wasn't until, and I thought in my head, I'm like, well, we came home and went to bed. And I would only remember bits and pieces. I remember the bartender telling us that the cops are, like, really bad in the area. And I'm, like, very, very anti-driving while drinking. But I will admittedly say, like, I was very borderline. I probably should not have. I think I would have hopefully passed the, I don't know how many beers you can consume for the legal limit or whatever. I think I would have passed that. I was just, when you grow up with an alcoholic father, that's not the guy you want to call to come pick you up, because then you feel like you're no better than him.
Right.
So I remember going to McDonald's and Katie was like, oh, we'll go out on me and the night's on us. So already when we got our tab and I'm like, Katie, you said $70, the tab's $85 and we still have to tip her. And Katie's response, because even though I shouldn't tell you guys this because I'm putting her savings account business out there.
Yeah, I can't say it. People might hear this.
Okay, so Katie has a special spot that she puts her money. I can't say where or what. And that's what her little savings account is. But that was what she would tell me all night. We'll just say, for an example, she puts it in a tin can. So every time when I'm like, Katie, it's $85, you only have $70. Oh, it's fine, I have my tin can at home. Okay, wanna go to McDonald's? Let's go to McDonald's, I have my tin can at home. Like, if I left it up to this girl, we would have flown to Vegas, gambled the night away.
In my defense, I do not remember any of this, and I was fucking wasted. Who listens to the drunk person? Nobody. Everybody
apparently
tells
the drunk friend.
Yes. Everybody usually tells the most drunk person to shut the fuck up. You're going home. She and I didn't even eat my McDonald's.
I did say you're gonna motherfucking go straight.
She could have lied to me. I could have woke up the next morning. She could have said, "Girl, we went to North Carolina. We met some boys. We had McDonald's," and I just would have been like, "Wow, we had a fucking blast." So, I did not remember.
I remember the lady telling us to be careful leaving the bar because the cops will watch you. So I remember, the last things I remember is walking out the door thinking, like, I better walk in a straight line, make sure I got all my ducks in a row. And then I remember being in the drive-thru making the order. Don't remember picking it up or eating it. I remember making a wrong turn into a neighborhood because I thought a cop was behind me. And I remember lecturing Katie that, you know, we couldn't go into my dad's house.
I can assure you I was not walking with my ducks in a row to your car.
And I remember as soon as we pulled up, Katie puked. She got out and puked.
I puked waking up all throughout the night. I was waking up with a massive migraine and I was puking and I felt like shit. The next morning I had the shivers, the chills, I had cold sweats, I was lying in bed dying.
And that's
when
she's blaming our new black friend that he drugged her.
I was pretty for certain that he drugged me.
And then I wake up feeling fine, which is actually a rarity for, well, that was the thing. We hadn't even seen the receipt yet. We just signed our tab and went. But for as much as we drank, I felt actually pretty amazing. And it wasn't until then I start looking through my phone and I see I was texting people. I Snapchatted Katie snoring. I called people to tell them Katie was snoring.
Yeah.
I Instagrammed it, I think. I took pictures of the back of Katie's head. I don't even know what all
was
going on.
Nice fucking head, by the way.
And then I remember going into the bathroom after. My dad and them have a baby gate up in the hallway so the dogs don't go back towards the bedrooms, I guess. So Katie goes in and goes straight to bed. And all I can remember is sitting there eating my food, looking at that gate, thinking, I don't know how she crossed it, and I don't know how I'm going to cross it without breaking my neck.
I'm a champ when I'm drunk. I'm a champ.
Yes.
Now, I did find, so fast forward, we're back in Florida. It's a few days later. And I'm going through my galleries on my phone, and I find two videos that I apparently recorded from the passenger seat on the ride home, and it's a fucking mess. Amanda's in the driver's seat, and all you can hear is her. She's like, we're going home, and we're going to motherfucking bed. We cannot let my dad know. And then I'm just like, we're drunk, bitches!
Katie's very carefree and laughing, and I'm like the serious one.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part of the video, though, is when I talk about the car behind me that I think might be a cop, and I say something about turning, and Katie says... Well, put your blinker on, or is your blinker on? And I said, yes, Katie. And she says, well, put your real blinker on. And I say, my real blinker isn't. Well, put your realer blinker on. This bitch, you can't even take
it. And then I remember one point of the video, I'm listening to it. Amanda's like, do you know where we are or something? And I'm like, my eyes are closed. And that's how I talked. My voice was slurred. I have seriously never drank to the point where I don't remember it. Ever. So, and then the fact that she and I drank the same amount, like our receipt says 11 shots of Southern Comfort.
Yeah, that was like 2 days later, I find the receipt in my purse and it says 11 shots of Southern Comfort, 11 draft beers. One shot was for our friend Benjamin.
Yes.
So, but a little backstory to that, I think we've already mentioned on here that I recently got diagnosed with social anxiety. So, the doctor I have gave me a prescription of Klonopin. I took one day. I have, like, the lowest dose. I took one day when Katie was around just to see how I would react and, you know, nice to have somebody around. It was the worst. I did do amazing in the store. I felt amazing. I felt great. I felt like myself again. But then we got home and there's a lot of fogginess. Like, there is a few hour time frame that I have no recollection of. Fast forward, I don't want to take the whole tablet because I didn't like how it made me feel. But a couple of times I've taken a half, which seems to be okay. I think it's kind of not doing that much, but it's enough to at least make me seem like it's doing something.
Take the edge off.
Yeah. And so when we got to the bar, I guess because we're in a new place, I don't even know, I started like getting panicky or whatever it is I do when I'm having social anxiety. So, not thinking, I know the whole, like, you shouldn't drink when you're on antibiotics kind of thing. Well, I guess it just, I don't know what happened. I'm just stupid, I guess. Like, I didn't think about drinking and taking a Klonopin. So I took my half. Katie took a half. We totally forgot about that. And maybe we were already drinking. I don't even remember at what point we took it.
I don't even know why. Oh, I think it was because I was worried that if you drink alcohol and take it, you're going to die. So I was just like, I'll go with you then. Might as well.
That sounds really sweet, but you didn't even know that deadly combination until the next day.
I really don't know why I took it.
She doesn't even know why. It was just a hobby for her. So it was the next day. I can't remember if it was before I talked to Justin or while I was talking to Justin, we discovered... That's when suddenly it hit us that we took the Klonopin, and Kitty Googled it and realized...
It's fatal.
And a much higher dose, I think. Rather than a half of a two milligram.
I was laid up in that bed with the shivers and the shits and the pukes.
But I think it explains why we're missing a lot of pieces of our night.
A lot?
Okay, well, we're missing three quarters of our night.
I don't remember after the third beer.
But they loved us. We had them convinced that Katie shot her ex-fiance's leg off in a gun accident.
45. I was cleaning the gun. He said, baby, clean this gun. And I accidentally shot his leg.
So,
good times, good times.
And we feel we should tell you guys, we want to share the news with you, that there's a good chance that we're going to have a baby.
We're going to be moms.
Katie's going to be the dad. I'm going to be the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dad voice.
Of like a legit baby. Not like a puppy baby.
A human kitten.
Yes, like a human little.
That requires air.
2-day-old little baby that's going to require late night feedings and whatnot.
I'm not going to come over during that time.
Yes, she is. She's going to be there right there with me with her little baby backpack on her back.
Oh, I think I want to carry it in one of those carriers on my chest.
You do or you don't?
I do. Okay. And I want to put sunglasses on it.
I wish I could give an image of Katie's face like the moment she just realized she could put the baby in a baby carrier.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. And it's a girl. Yes. I'm going to call her Coco.
For sure.
For whatever her real name is.
I don't know if she even has a real name yet.
But I'm still going to call her Coco.
We're going to do this. We're taking on so much shit. We want to buy a bar. We want to have babies. Life is going fast for us.
Too fast. Too fast.
Jobs. We can't even handle all these changes. But while we're at it, speaking of our undying love for each other and taking on parentinghood together and all those things. So, I could not get my zipper to stay up on my pants today.
Which has nothing to do with our undying love for each other. No. I don't know where this bitch is going with this.
This is all a total surprise to Katie. I didn't tell her anything about this. So, I don't know if it's going to, like, my zipper just, like, it wants to keep unzipping. Not because, like, I'm a whore and guys are unzipping it. It truly on its own comes down. So, I was opening up my jewelry box to try and find, I knew I had, like, this heavy-duty baby pin. It was actually used on, like, diapers I wore as a baby, like a cloth diaper. So I knew I had that in there, and I'm like, maybe I can, like...
You've had it since you were a baby?
Yeah, it was mine off of my... Trust me, I have hardly nothing from when I was a child. So I hold on to what I can. So, but it's, like, super duty. I'm like, maybe I can, like, rig up my zipper somehow with a safety pin. So when I'm in there, I forget that my jewelry box has, like, this little drawer. Like, you open the very top, and it's where you can put your rings and things, but I can actually pick that up and pull it out. And then I have stuff underneath, which is where the safety pin was. And then I found this when I pulled that out. So I'm going to read it first just because I want to see how far I can get into it before Katie recognizes it.
Is that embarrassing?
No. Anyway, so this is, don't be looking.
I'm sitting right next to you.
Well, don't be looking. It's not Thursday for, it is Thursday. Throwback Thursday to 2010.
I know where we're going with this because I have yours still at the house.
So it's called Gibberish Like No Other. I don't even think I can read it without laughing.
Were you laughing when you found it?
Yes. So this is a poem Katie wrote me.
Read it.
I'm trying to. Every time I look down, I laugh. I catch a new word. So it says,
you want me to read it?
What's happening here?
What?
It's always right. It always has extra things there. Oh, recording over. We got it. We're
hello.
Fine.
Testing one. Testing two. Testing three.
It's okay. It's recording over.
Two. Thing. Two. Two testicles.
What
two.
What are you doing?
Testing. See if we were moving over there.
I hope this means we're recording over something.
Right?
Because we didn't record that far ahead earlier.
Fuck. If you guys can still hear us, we're having technical difficulties, and we're going to have to get Victor real fast.
We may.
Because we are not going to go into this.
Okay, and have well, to go re-report. Ahead and get him, and I'm going to start reading the poem.
Don't read it yet.
I won't one. Laugh as hard if you're not.
This one right here.
Okay. We don't want to mess our podcast up by inviting Victor in and coming to look, but we would rather mess up these few moments of having Victor come in than to re-record this whole thing since we're already 15 minutes in. So everyone say hello to Victor again because he wants to make sure we're doing the right thing. We didn't touch nothing.
You're recording over something.
Oh, okay, but okay. That's fine.
What are we recording over?
Over the what we recorded before.
Okay. Yeah, but we didn't talk for that long.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
As long as we're recording right now,
we're recording right now.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go with it. I know. We just didn't know like what all this extra ahead was.
Okay.
Okay, right. So the poem is called Gibberish Like No Other.
Yeah.
Souls fly freely in a land of electrocution. If you laugh.
What?
You can't. I don't know what you were thinking.
Was that drunk?
Maybe you can explain to the people what you were thinking. If you're laughing, I can't.
Okay, I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to laugh.
You and I wildly dance in a mist of purple haze. Purple haze. Really good?
Definitely was high or drunk.
We weren't even high back then. Seedless flowers bloom in a garden of hope. We become one. See? No wonder people think we're lesbians. What if my family found this?
Why would you keep it?
It was funny.
In your jewelry box.
They're going to be like, I knew it. Wait, the best is yet to come. Okay. We become one as we glide on the rings of Saturn, lit up by the burning star of destiny. I had no idea my friend was such a poet.
I feel like we got this from somewhere.
You might have. I got this from you. We close our eyes like the blind Ethiopians. And reminisce on the peaceful treasures as children on mid-morning days. I'm barely trying to hold it together.
Oh my God.
Smiles stretch across our faces like stars across the universe. We huddle together like unborn fetuses in a loving mother's womb. This is life. This is
I'm dying. I can't even breathe.
This is life. This is eternity forever and always. Souls combined, tied at the seams. Be free. Be free, my little friend. Be free. Signed, Katie N. I know I read it 6 years ago, and maybe I was younger, and maybe I just didn't pay attention. I have so many questions right now after reading this today that I don't remember having when I read it. Maybe I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Girl, I don't even remember writing that.
That was my first thought. I read this, I laughed, tears came out of my eyes, and then my next thought was, My God, if I died today and my family came in and cleaned out my house and found this, they would be like, oh, yes, she was always. And then my mother would go down thinking we were lesbians.
The next podcast I'm going to bring in, I have a letter from Amanda from 2000.
Oh, I got more, girl. I got books.
I have no idea where any of that came from. That's why I'm thinking.
It's your handwriting.
I know it's my handwriting. I'm saying maybe I was basing it off of something. I don't know.
I can't think of anyone in this world who would use such phrases as Ethiopians and unborn fetuses in the loving mother's womb quite like you. It's like one moment was very poetic and the next was just Katie talk of like, our eyes are closed like Ethiopians. How do you think Ethiopians close their eyes like that? I have lots of questions now.
Girl, I have lots of questions. I have no answers for that. Whew, that hurt me. I was laughing so hard.
Well, tell us something, Katie, because
so my boss and I were talking today at work, which my boss is a crazy Betty, by the way. But anyways, we got on the subject of engagement rings.
Now you want one of those?
I think if I write poems like that, I deserve one. But anyways, so her question was, sorry, you know, unedited, unfiltered. You hear our yawns, burps, and sneezes.
Everything.
Her question was, does it matter what the engagement ring looks like?
No.
I knew you would say that.
Why? What makes you think I would say that?
Because I just knew. I just know you.
What makes you?
Because my boss said no, too, and you guys are a lot alike.
No, if we're talking to crazy daisies, you and your boss are the most
alike. You both are like romantics. Yeah. I think it does matter. Let me explain why. Not because I'm materialistic and I want fancy things, because I don't even like a lot of bling. It can be something little. But I, since my mom have died, have had her ring on my finger. I'm not going to take it off for a fucking rubber band. Okay, what show was that we was watching where they used the rubber band they got
Shameless?
Engaged? Yeah.
The one so closely modeled around her
life. I am not going to take off my mom's ring off my engagement finger for a rubber band. It's going to have to be a ring to replace that. And it doesn't have to be nothing fancy. It just has to be a ring. Like, put some thought into it because also, because I've never been married, I hope that the day that I do get married, I mean, I've been proposed to before, but I hope the day that it actually happens and I actually want it to happen, that, you know, everybody wants the whole fairy tale wedding kind of thing.
Everybody has bad days. Everybody makes mistakes.
Sorry.
Every girl wants to have the beautiful wedding with the beautiful ring from her beautiful fiance and blah, blah, blah. Because I have not been married yet, I think I deserve to have it right.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe if I get married and then maybe if I'm married three times by the third, second, fourth time or whatever, I don't give a fuck what the ring looks like. I just want to be
married. I don't say I don't give a fuck because I've been married a million times. I just say, okay, I think it's traditionally you're supposed to spend 6 months of your salary on a ring. I remember my grandma telling me something about that when I was a kid because I had no idea what she meant. Hmm. I don't personally like yellow gold. I don't think it looks good on my skin. Like, I don't like yellow gold. So if I, any pickiness I have, I mean, if I'm going to wear it all the time, I would like it to at least be in a style that I like. So I prefer white gold and I don't really like circle diamonds. I like the princess cut. If I had a pick, but I don't care if it's like the smallest thing ever. Frankly, you could get me something out of a gumball machine. To me, it's just the sentiment of,
not me.
This is the ring. This is kind of like my promise to you. Like, we're getting engaged. We're going to get married. The ring doesn't mean anything.
It does to me.
I'd rather put that extra money towards our wedding or our honeymoon or our life.
I don't like yellow gold. My mom's ring is yellow gold, and I wear it because it's my mom's ring. So I'm not taking my mom's ring off my finger unless I'm replacing it with
And for you, like, that's
a ring.
Perfectly acceptable.
I don't want, like, no big Jennifer Lopez ring because I don't like
big
diamonds.
Can you not move your mom's ring to the other finger?
No.
Why?
Because it fits perfect on this one.
And it doesn't fit the other finger at all?
Mm-mm. I have to shove it down.
Well, my God.
And then it's hard to get off.
Well, if you never take it off, it doesn't matter.
Girl, I've tried, and this finger turns red by morning.
What if you put it in a pretty necklace?
No, because I like it on my finger.
Okay, well then, whoever marries Katie, you better get her a rock.
It doesn't have to be a big ring. It just has to be a ring. Like, I don't want an engagement ring that is going to turn my finger green too. I don't want it to cost $39.99 at the Walmart jewelry section. It doesn't even have to be real diamonds. Just make sure my fucking finger don't turn green and it can replace my mom's ring. I'm just not going to replace my mom's ring with a ring pop.
Well, I think, like, especially if it's spur of the moment, then maybe you have to use rubber bands.
Well, they better not propose to me on spur of the moment.
Sometimes you get caught in a moment.
No, my fiance better do one of those cute little things where he dances.
I mean, we all want like some creative thing. Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna have to tell every guy that I date from now on. Look, if you plan on proposing to me,
do you want me to tell them these secret things for you?
Yes.
Okay.
It better be a surprise. It better be awesome. Like I want it to be one of those cute engagements proposals.
I mean, I want it to be a moment. Like, don't just like be on the phone with me and be like, so you want to get married?
And I'm really goofy, so I want it to be like something fun. I want to be laughing whenever he says, hey, you want to marry me? I want to laugh about it.
Okay,
I don't want nothing romantic. Like, I don't want to go out to a fancy dinner and then he gets down on one knee in front of people, because then I'll just get pissed off that he put me on the spot.
Fine. Noted. I will pass this on.
So I guess my answer is the price of the engagement ring doesn't matter. But I'm not wearing a fucking rubber band on my hand.
And my answer is I will proudly wear whatever it is that is symboling we're getting married.
And plus, if it's my first marriage, I want it to be
a ring. And you deserve all of that. I don't think you're being picky. Like, for you, the dynamics for me are like, I mean, it's going to be exciting for whoever it is just because it's a different person. It's different. I've been, down that road. So it's not as concerning to me, I guess. You know, like, I've already... The dream is crushed. Like, we all dream of getting married, it lasting forever, and that's it. It's still fresh for you. It's still possible.
Yeah, I haven't had that dream yet. My dream has not been crushed yet. So I want the ring to be something I like. Even if it is something cheap and we have to pick it out together, as long as it's something I like. I don't want nothing big and bulky, because I don't like big and bulky. Just something small.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Me either, but then people make me feel like I'm being a gold digger.
I did.
To my make-believe husband, who does not even exist yet.
Who said you were being a gold digger?
People just make me feel that way.
Well, nobody that listens on here can say anything back to us on this, so.
I know, to fuck you all.
She doesn't mean that.
I know, I don't. I'm just kidding. Except for you, Jerry Jackson.
She does mean that to you.
Jerry Jackson is my new boo thing, but he won't accept my relationship request on Facebook.
Shame on you, Jerry Jackson.
So I don't know how I feel about that. Jerry Jackson.
Hey, Kendall.
I was about to say shout out to our friend Kendall.
I'm not even gonna bother saying your last name this time.
Thomas. He's probably gonna get mad.
Yeah, just throw all his business out there, Katie.
Kendall.
At least when I called him by his last name, I used the wrong one.
So anyways, that's the only topic my boss and I discussed, because my boss, I'm telling you guys, she's fucking nuts.
She is a little crazy.
She seems to think that possums and cats breed. Did you read that?
I did.
She is nuts. So a client walks in and they're discussing a feral kitten that my boss has. It's like 13, 14 weeks old now. Now, the cat does look like a possum in the face. It's a really fucking ugly cat. It looks like a possum. So the woman's talking about the size of the cat. And my boss is like, well, ferals are usually... Oh, shit. I forget the conversation. Usually small or big or whatever she said. Well, the lady's like, oh, really? She said they're usually small. And the lady's like, oh, really? I didn't know that. And my boss is like, yeah, because out in the wild, they breed with rabbits, squirrels, beavers. At this point, I have to walk away. I'm like, what the fuck? So then the woman, the customer, she says, wow, really? And my boss says, yeah. And then my head, I'm like, no, you fucking idiot. Like, why would you even listen to this? So then my boss says, if you notice, my cat kind of looks like she has possum in her.
Oh, my God.
I had to excuse myself to the restroom so that I could laugh. I cannot...
You should have just laughed right there in front of her.
My boss apparently claims to be a vet tech and 30 years show groomer, so she knows all this stuff, and she works with rescues, and she's really educated with animals.
And she was what else recently? Was she a bus driver?
Oh, she has been everything. She has been a bus driver, a nurse, a registered nurse, not just like a CNA. A registered nurse, a bus driver, a swim instructor for the Olympics.
Oh my God.
She's... And she was a full-time show groomer for 30 years and a vet tech for 30 years, retired now from both. Now she's just a part-time groomer. She's only 52, so all the things that she lists that she's done in her life, it's stuff that
reminds me of my dad. You didn't really get the full scope of my dad because his friend was there, but my dad is one of those people. He has a story for everything. He has done everything.
That's how she is.
And my dad was 19 when I was born. Well, a few years there initially that I don't remember because I was a baby. But there's only so much you could do in your teenage years before I was born. So I don't know anything about that. minus a few years from me being a newborn that I don't remember. I should remember a lot of the shit he did, and I don't remember 3/4 of the stuff he claimed. So I don't know when he did it, but that's who your boss reminds me of, is my dad.
Oh my God, she's done everything. So anyways, other than that, nothing really exciting has happened in my life.
I feel like everything exciting has been happening and then nothing exciting at the same time.
Oh, we did a road trip. We're going to be moms.
Got a new job. Kind of happening in a wrong week.
Mm-hmm.
Found a mass in my chest.
She got a mass in her chest.
But that also made it so my other job won't be really pissed.
We don't really have anything else to discuss.
I know. I was like so excited to do a podcast. I'm like, oh, we've done so much. We have so much to talk about. It's been so long. And then when we get here, we just like forget everything, I think.
Yeah. We're going to have to start preparing ourselves before like we did before. This podcast was kind of just spur of the moment.
Yes. We...
Ew, looks like a pubic hair. Ew, our producer's pubes are on his keyboard.
Ugh.
I think it is.
Victor, mm-hmm. What do you do in this room? Now I forgot what I was going to say. What the heck? Oh, Katie and I did find that our favorite little watering hole, well, the local watering hole is for sale at a pretty reasonable price, and we desperately want to buy it just because for me it's been a lifelong dream to own a bar, but I think we would have fun, not just fun, but like I think we would turn it into a lot better than what it is. Katie created a GoFundMe for our dream because they also serve food there, and so we gotta keep that going and feed the homeless and do some nice things like that. So we did consider some camera jobs, eating on camera. I think we should start a few of these. Like, we should try one for each thing so we can podcast about it. The whole eating so people can hear the sound of our food.
Yeah.
Eating on camera.
Yeah.
I think we should try a couple of these and then report back.
I did get asked to deep throat a banana on camera a few nights ago.
Were they going to pay you?
No. They just didn't think I could do it.
Who did this come from?
My friend.
Does it start with an S?
Yeah.
So the same friend that was going to pay you $50 to not put a selfie up on Facebook?
Yeah.
For the rest of the year, but won't pay you to deep throat a banana?
No, he just didn't think I could do it.
Did you do it for him?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a wasted talent if you don't like to give BJs.
Why do you call them BJs?
Blowjobs. It's short for blowjobs.
Well, the video only recorded halfway. It recorded the banana coming out of my mouth.
Ooh, freaky. So you're just sitting there and all of a sudden like, you pull a banana out?
Because I forgot to hit record in the beginning.
My friend's a freak.
Yeah. It was a big banana. Then I ate it because it was really good. That's why I don't suck dick.
Why? So. You have a talent for it.
Not a talent. Why are you looking at me like that? I feel like my friend's going to throw me out in the corner at any moment now and be like, come and get it.
In the process of trying to buy a bar, I kind of want to throw you out in the corner and, hey, come and get it. The guys will love you.
No, Amanda, we're not shoving dicks in my mouth for pay.
Some people do it for free.
We're not. So,
if you can get paid for it, I think you should.
My friend's an asshole. My friend is the biggest asshole in the whole world of assholism.
No.
I can't even with you right now. You just considered pimping out my mouth.
Because some of us girls do it for free, so I think if you're going to get paid for it, then... Katie.
What, Amanda? There's no way to justify you
wanting to pimp me out. The powers to be have blessed you with this talent of deep-throating
things. It's not a talent.
It is. Trust me, there are guys... Guys, am I right or am I wrong? Some people may consider that a talent that you could take a whole banana and not gag or choke.
Do you want to see the video?
oh, I very much want to see this video.
You cannot look at it in any sexual way because I am pulling it out slow. I'm not looking at it in
any sexual way. I don't want you sucking on my imaginary thing. I just want to see this just so I can mourn the wasted talent. Just the image already. It's ridiculous.
I told him I could do it. He didn't believe me.
This is what my friend does when I'm not around. Holy fuck, how long is this banana?
Told you.
Hold on. So for the world that can't see this video, I feel like I should paint a picture. You were trying to do sexy time on the phone with this guy, weren't you?
No, I ate it. I took a bite of it afterwards.
Okay. So in this video, Katie, his cleavage is full showing, bra and all.
My cleavage is showing?
When is your cleavage not showing?
Anyways, continue.
So, Katie, it's dark. Katie's all, like, leaned over.
I was laying in bed.
I'm painting a picture for the world. She was laying in bed. And at first, I'm not going to lie, when she initially showed, I see it. And I see, like, what I thought was quite a bit of banana still hanging out. So I'm like, well, she didn't actually deep throat it. Until she starts pulling this fucking banana out. And the thing's, like, a half a mile fucking long. It just keeps coming. Like, the little scarf thing when they're pulling it out of there. It was just... This banana, I kid you not, is probably a fucking foot-long banana. I don't even know. I'm actually just as shocked at the banana. Like, where do you even buy a banana that big?
Winn-Dixie.
I don't ever see him that long.
Anyways, point is, my friend said I could not deep-throat a banana, and I did.
See this video again. Play this again.
Literally, I was not trying to do sexy time. It was nighttime. I was laying in my bed. In my pajamas.
I think you should post this to the podcast page. Holy shit. I definitely think that should go on the podcast.
My bra is showing. Only because I was in my nightie.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a camo tank top that says, meet me in the woods. And shorts, which I bought at the dollar store. Dollar General.
General.
Oh, my neck hurts.
Sharon this week has taught me a fine lesson, and I will never wear my pajamas while driving.
She told me that whenever you came to get her, she had to walk across the lanes with her cane and her purse, and she was in her nightgown.
The cops stopped traffic for her.
I was there.
So, Katie's roommate got into a little fender bender. Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday. So Katie is like, hey, can you go pick Sharon up? I get there. And it's like on the corner of an intersection, so I don't really know how to go about, like, where do I park? I can't really park in the road. So there's a Walgreens on the corner. I park there. I yell down. And at first she gives me this look and, like, waves at me like, you're too far away kind of thing. I'll never make it to you, whatever. But I just kind of sat there. I'm at least going to wait until she's cleared to go. There was a cop in the turn lane and I could have parked there, but I didn't want to get behind him because I thought he would get mad for blocking his lights. So it was funny because when she did. So I'm asking Katie, I'm like, is Sharon wearing a blue shirt? Because I see a lady, it kind of looks like her. And by that time, Katie, no sooner does Katie message me and say she wore her pajamas than she gets out of the car and she's in a nightgown. And the wind's kind of blowing and it was going up pretty high. And I was like, oh my God, this bitch really wore her fucking nightgown out. I will never, ever. I'm always like, I'm not worried if I wear like a wife beater and like sweatpants. But if I had to wear shorts and my wife beater and walk on the side of the road, I would be mortified. I'd just stay in my car. So I did notice at one point she had shorts on under the nightgown, but they were pretty short. Short enough that you did not see them under the nightgown unless you lifted the nightgown. But it was funny because she did have to walk. And so the cop like stops traffic because there was no good time for me to like pull out and drive down to where she was at. It's a busy intersection. So she starts walking. She walks across the road. There's a pretty high embankment up to Walgreens, but she like walked along to get to the drive, like the road part. So I did back out and meet her at the stop sign. And then she gets in and she's like, whew, door's still wide open. There's a truck behind me. And I'm like, Sharon, shut your door. Let's go. So yeah, girl, she walked
she
across.
It was embarrassing.
Well, she hit it well, but it would, I would have fucking died if I was her.
She said, I had to walk across the street in my nightie with my cane and my purse and the cops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she held me up for 2 hours talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, I don't really have anything else to talk about. Should probably go come up with a plan of how to make money with my throat.
I will figure that all out for you, girl. You just need to show up. I, however, like, the house is clean. I feel like I need to deep clean it because I have some people coming to make sure that my home is baby ready.
Well, if I didn't have to work tomorrow, I would help you.
It's okay. I'll just stay up. I don't have that much to do. I just need to, just the basics to make sure.
So, back to the basics.
We'll tell you by the next podcast how parenting is going for us.
And prostitution.
Prostitution. And cam work. Working on cameras, eating, dancing, deep throating bananas. You need to upload that video somewhere, girl.
Okay, well, on that note,
we'll see you guys soon.
Toodles.
Toodles.